In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. As is usual at this time, I try to talk about something that happened in the services, because the services have our theology displayed very clearly. Not exactly systematically, but clearly. Clear if you listen to the services for a long time, it becomes very clear. In the beginning, it wasn't clear for me, because our services do not lay out things as if in an outline, but rather in sort of a more natural way. Now, the Stichera for Vespers from the Actualikos often talk about the themes of for Sunday would be the cross and the resurrection. So there is this some Stichera about the cross that give our dogma about what happened on the cross. That is an issue to many people. What happened on the cross. Not so much really for Orthodox Christians, but it is an issue for people of other faiths who profess Christ, because they've learned that the cross is the pivotal thing that happened in our salvation. And they have an incorrect view of what occurred on it. Now, our view is this. Exactly what our Stichera say. By thy cross, O Christ our Savior, the dominion of death hath been destroyed, and the deception of the devil hath been abolished. And the race of man, having been saved by faith, doth ever offer praise to thee. Now, of course, there's poetic language there. But basically, what happened on the cross was God killed death. Right? God killed death. He died on the cross and trampled down death by death. So the dominion of death was destroyed by our Lord dying on the cross, and of course what followed also, because if he hadn't been resurrected, then of course dying on the cross would not have mattered one iota. He resurrected himself, and then of course ascended into the heavens and sits at the right hand of the God and will judge the world in the end of the age. So what happened on the cross was the Lord destroying death. And the opinion about what happened on the cross by those outside the church often goes like this. Our Lord was killed so that we wouldn't be killed. Because God judges and is perfect and will not have no one imperfect in His presence. And so imperfection demands a judgment. And since it is an egregious sin against God, it is an infinite sin, since God is infinitely perfect, there must be an infinite sacrifice, and that would be Christ. So He was sacrificed for us. That's really the general view about what happened on the cross. No, Christ wasn't sacrificed for us. Christ chose to die to kill death. And also, it is to heal us. What happened on the cross was healing. Thy precious cross do we worship, O Christ, and thy resurrection do we praise and glorify, for by thy wounding are we all healed. He talked about the way of the cross before he took up the cross. And of course, this way of the cross is to deny ourselves things which are not godly, to deny our will in things that are away from God, that take us away from God, and to work to follow the commandments and to love God above all things. This is the way of the cross. And then, for emphasis, after speaking of this way, he walked this way. And he gave up his will totally to his Father and showed us great love and patience and sacrifice, and gave the example of forgiveness when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when he was on the cross. So his death on the cross was just an extension of his healing, of his whole life. He taught by example his whole life, and dying on the cross was his last and greatest example. And he accomplished our healing by dying on the cross. And that is because Christianity is a relationship with God. A relationship that is possible because God became man. It wasn't possible until God became man. and brought about our healing, changing our human nature so that we could be with God and we could attain to such heights of purity that we could be in His presence and not be ashamed, not be overwhelmed, as for instance the apostles were on the day of the Transfiguration. This is what happened on the cross, brothers and sisters. The destruction of the dominion of death and our healing. Now, perhaps that's not fully defined, and if you want it more fully defined, I would say you will be frustrated. Because the definition of what occurs, of what Christianity is, occurs in the soul, in the heart. It occurs with the relationship with God, by living, by stumbling and getting up, by repenting and being forgiven, by being filled with the Spirit, by having things that are cold in us become warm and that are dark in us become light. That's how we understand what happened on the cross and how we understand everything else about God. So may God, our Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the precious and life-giving cross, have mercy upon us. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.